This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I hope we're not going to be barking up the wrong tree today. In this hour's conversation, we're going to focus on the law, among other things. Yes, it's May 11th, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. You're about to listen, I hope, for a good hour's worth of stimulating conversation with Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. The story that I think is a good way to start this hour, Jay, as we have been talking off and on. If you didn't hear these conversations, I again encourage you to listen to our download or to the whole program, which every day plays all day long. I don't know if there are other programs that do this or not, but I know we do it at gooddayshow.com. All these people that have been lost, the guy that was caught up to his Mickey in snow, and they had to, they used the heat detector to rescue him, and the other kid that was under the log. So here's yet another one. A woman has been rescued after surviving for 5 days on wine and lollipops.
Okay. In the Australian outback.
Right. So police posted footage on Twitter of this area where a lady identified as Lillian was found. Her car was spotted in the bushland. Police say it had taken a wrong turn. She must have been using GPS and ended up off a cliff or something. And so they found her, hilly terrain, and she's okay. But again, 5 days on a bottle of wine.
Candy with her.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lollipop. This is a strange world we live in. Okay, so that border policy known as Title 42 expiring, ending one of the government's primary tools in addressing a surge of migrants arriving along the border with Mexico. This has been going on for a couple of years anyway. It was triggered more by the expiration of the COVID-19 health problems that we had than anything else. Most of the migrants, as you probably know, arrive at the border and then they come in and claim they want asylum. And so if you're going through the process, which takes years sometimes, you are allowed to remain here in the country. But the idea of shutting down the border was basically trying to protect us from the virus. And so the virus is no longer a problem, at least a problem like it was. So now, and so the government expelled a lot of these migrants, you know, because they didn't want them here, basically, bottom line. And now as the current administration lets migrants flow across the country like water, there are, 2.5 million people that have encountered or somehow or other have come across the border in the past year. How about that? 2.5 million people. How can the system take care of them? That is, how can the system adjudicate whether they deserve to have asylum or not? And that's why so many of them just slip into the country and disappear.
Well, and is it solely focused on the southern border? Because I know people come in through the northern border as well.
Yeah,
or is
they
it
do.
Just borders, period?
I don't know. It's mostly southern border, I think, in reality. So this was a Trump policy, though, wasn't it? Limiting asylum eligibility. There are more troops that have been sent to the border, National Guardsmen, Border Patrol, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is a huge, huge problem and has been for years. Trump addressed it to a certain extent, slowed it down, which was appropriate in my mind anyway, and this opening the floodgates and letting anybody in is anti-American, anti-purposeful, anti-you-come-a-grave, doesn't make any sense. It's craziness, lunacy. And so it now, is it going to be fixed? Is this addressed, the problem? They finally at least have approached it with some common sense. But then where do they go from here? I don't have much, I don't know, I don't have much faith in the way these people run things, frankly. I really don't. All right, that's just me. Inflation. All right, we've had a problem with inflation. And so the Fed decided last week they were going to crank up the interest rates again, to the dismay of many people who are bankers, people who are trying to borrow money to buy houses to keep the economy going, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the Consumer Price Index, which is probably the best measure, Jay, of inflation, tracks the change in prices of commodities and goods and services like food, how much it costs you to fix your car, that kind of stuff. So it rose 4.9% year over year last month, which is the 10th month of a decline in the past 12. So what in the name of God did they raise the rate again for? What all indications are that things are going back to, and I said this, not that I'm, you know, the world's smartest guy, but I said at the beginning of the year, this is not, this problem will be alleviated or at least addressed and be headed in the right direction, back to the right direction by the middle of the year. And that's exactly where it's going, and we didn't need another increase. The only thing that really has gone up substantially in the past couple of months, the price of gasoline, because those no-good Saudis decided in the, what are the OPEC countries, to shut down or to cut back a million barrels a day. And that affects the price here and everywhere else in the world as well. Anyway, the Consumer Price Index is cooling down. It was at 9% last year at this time, and it's now 4.9%. So almost half of what it was last year at this time. Hello? Anybody home? Anybody see what's going on? People out of work and people are on Social Security or whatever the heck else that is around. I don't know. Am I the smartest guy in town? I don't know. I know I'm not the dumbest. And it just makes no sense. Anyway, let's...
Yeah. Well, no, it doesn't. And a lot of... Especially when it comes to the rates, the mortgage rates conversation of it, it's really... I feel like it's more impactful on sellers because they have to lower the prices of the homes they are selling.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Buyers can always refinance.
Yeah.
Sellers,
it's
a once and done. Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's a good. That's a very good point, Jay. I have three mortgages, and they're all floating because I didn't want to be stuck with, okay, you got a 30-year mortgage at some stupid interest rate. So now they've gone down. At the peak of things, it was 10%. Now it's down to 7, and I think it'll go down again, but not because the Fed's helping things out. It's because the practical reality is that they've got money to loan, and they want to loan it. So they want to make something rather than nothing, and they make nothing with it when it sits in the banks. Here's the... an interesting thing, speaking about what's going on in the rest of the world. The European Union getting close to ratifying a treaty that protects women from violence. And you say, wait a minute, there isn't a law that protects women? Well, this is the European Union gathering in Strasbourg, France, and so they're talking about human rights there, and the council says that men and women have equal rights and they have obliged state authorities to take steps to prevent gender-based violence against women. So that goes on, I guess it does, in certain areas like Bulgaria, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Latvia, Lithuania, these are all Eastern Bloc countries that used to be part of the USSR. So what does that tell you about that, the whole philosophy of what the Russian, or not the Russian, but the USSR, the communist theory of women's rights are to stomp on them?
Well, and this is a treaty that was signed years ago. It just has yet to be ratified.
Yeah.
And now we're finding out, like, no, yeah, things need to be ratified.
Why do you suppose it wasn't ratified? That would be a question somebody to answer.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's something you can ask on a lot of different bills and treaties.
Right. By the way, just to go back to the money business for a minute, stock market yesterday closed up a little. Let's see, S&P was up half a point. Dow actually was about flat. The NASDAQ was up 1 point. Tech stocks are leading because everybody in the tech world focusing on, you know, AI and that stuff. A lot of people investing and that sort of stuff. I don't want to invest. I don't want to encourage it. So something to think about when you, if you really know where your money is, if you have investments, you got a 401k, whatever. Do you know where your money is? Do you know? A lot of people just say, okay, I want 8% growth, so give me a portfolio. And then they don't know what's in the portfolio. Who the heck knows what's in it if you don't watch it yourself? I think that's not a good thing, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A lot of people hooping around about Trump appearing on CNN, that tall town hall forum. This is the big, I suppose this is the start of the television coverage of the presidential campaign. So was it a ho-hummer? I didn't get that.
Have we found out why he picked CNN for this?
Yeah, because it was, they picked him. They want him to, they want to change their image. So, okay, what better way to do it?
But he approved it. I mean.
Yeah, of course he did. Well, he used to have a, he had for a long time, before he got into politics, he was on CNN all the time. All the time. He was commenting on this and that. You know, don't, this guy is not a, this guy is not a stranger or shy or, you know, someone who hasn't been around. He's been everywhere all of his life. He's been on radio and television. The CEO of Disney, Bob Iger, pretty aggressive in his defense of the company's dispute with the state of Florida. And let's face it, it's not a dispute with the state of Florida. It's a dispute with Ron DeSantis. And Iger, who's no dummy, the guy that he had replace him was a dummy, and that's why he came back again, because they needed to have somebody right the ship, and the guy who was running things at Disney was pretty much completely out to lunch. So the question that Iger is asking Florida, do you want us to invest more in the state? Do you want us to hire more people? Do you want us to grow, or do you want us to stay the way we are, or better yet, you want us to leave? What do you think the population of Florida is going to say to that? I think that's not going to come down well for DeSantis. 18 after on Good Day.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Not ready for summer yet? Get ready with Vita Super Slim Plus. Vita Super Slim Plus is the new product you heard about where results are amazing and the weight loss is fast. Just take Vita Super Slim Plus once a day and in just weeks get the results you have been waiting for. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com will get you ready for summer in just weeks, not months. With Vita Super Slim Plus, go to VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. That's VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. VitaSuperSlimPlus.com. Use promo code RADIO for a free month supply. Details at VitaSuperSlimPlus.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back on the Good Day program with all of us smiling, having a fine time on this wonderful Thursday. Okay, celebrity news time and social media department. What's trending? Robert De Niro is pretty prolific. He's 79 years old and he's got 7 children, including a new one. Right?
Yeah.
He likes to be around children, apparently. And so what do you suppose he's like as a father? What happens when you have a famous father like that? Hi, my name is Frank De Niro. What'd your father do? You know, the kids talk about what their father, my father is an actor.
Well, I think they don't really know what their parent does for such a long period of time. And then even when they do, they don't grasp it until they are older. And by that point, they're already used to this celebrity, this A-list actor already being dear old dad.
Yeah, right, exactly. So he's got 7 children, just had a baby. Let's see here.
Like completely low-key under the radar. Or anything like that.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, he's got children with his first wife, with his former girlfriend, and I don't know, who's the mother of the latest child? He's a grandfather, too, by the way. He's got a new grandchild. So he's got new children and a new grandchildren.
Well, he was in a conversation with an interview, and they had mentioned you have 6 children. He was like, 7. Just recently had another one.
7. That's it.
Casually throwing that in.
Yeah. The magic of the number 7.
Get it, Bobby De Niro.
All right. Here's, in a moment, the story of Damar Hamlin. Remember what happened after his collapse and what has been done that's good? We will explain what's happened since January on a GoFundMe department after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Zeljans.com or call 1-844-ZELJANS.
So you remember what happened to DeMar Hamlin when he collapsed right in the mid-game?
Back, it was in January. Football, following a tackle. Whew, it was bad.
Well, remember what Ken said about it. Basically, the football hit his heart just as it took a beat. And so the force of the football hitting just at the right moment is, who would have thought in the real world that something like this would ever happen? But it did. So it stopped his heart. He is recovered. And so there was a charity that was started, and basically he's come up with $10 million. It was first for him, but now he doesn't need it. So he's becoming pretty deliberate, taking his time, he says, to set up the charity properly and helping people with various things that they want to promote, mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
Yeah, so because it seemed like he was not only was he never going to have the rest of his football career, but he was going, if he survived this, and that was questionable too, if he even survived, should he survive, he would have a lot of medical bills, a lengthy road. Now he is fully recovered, able to hit the field again, really doesn't need the more than $10 million well-wishers gave to him, so he's using it for his own nonprofit to help others.
Great. What's wrong with that? Good, exactly. Good for him. Congratulations, DeMar Hamlin, from Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It's going to be a mess at the U.S.-Mexico border beginning today when Title 42 expires. At least that's the prediction of a top Biden administration official.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is warning that the next few days and weeks will be difficult.
Even after nearly 2 years of preparation, we expect to see large numbers of encounters at our southern border in the days and weeks after May 11th.
Title 42 was the COVID-era immigration policy that expedited deportations. Already, migrants are crossing the border, but this man said it's no picnic.
This is not humane. They failed to provide basic welcome and infrastructure.
Mayorkas warning immigrants to only use legal pathways to enter the U.S. I'm John Schaefer.
As the national debt exceeds our GDP and the budget looms, President Biden went on the offensive yesterday, claiming Republican spending cuts as devastating and would hurt the American people. Lance Fry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Call now.
Right now?
Right now.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
Department on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. That's the good news. Well, there are other things, too, in terms of the economy. People are buying cars still. The auto report for last month shows that prices have gone down some, and I guess that's good news if you're trying to buy a car. People were paying the craziest prices. They were, if it was a unique car, an import or something, you know, like an Alfa Romeo or a Maserati, $35,000 on top of the sticker price.
Oh, my goodness.
It was crazy. Prices are going down a little bit. Dealer incentives are up a little bit. Interest rates are pretty competitive now. So if you're looking for a car, I guess it's a good time to find it. Still a lot of really great. You wonder sometimes. You drive up and down some of the roads. In most communities, there's an area that's zoned sort of for all the car dealers. You know, you go to one place or go up a street or a road or a highway and you see lots of car dealers in the same place. And you look around and you see all these cars that are parked outside. Where'd they all come from? Who drove them? What are they doing there? Why are there so many cars for sale? Well, normally the dealers have stock. At any one point in time, it represents 9 to 12% of their annual sales. So let's say a dealership will sell 1,000 cars a year. And there are plenty of dealerships, depending on the area of the country, that sell way more than 1,000 cars a year. The average Ford dealership around me, 150, 160 cars a month go through the dealership. That's three or four a day, not unusual. And so the prices, though, were at a point where people were wondering, what in the world's going on? Because we couldn't get new cars, new trucks. So people were buying used cars, and then they wonder, where are these coming from? If everybody's holding on to their car, where are all of these used cars coming from? I think that's a good question. I don't know the answer other than off, you know, the auction. But the people trading in for new cars, the values were up. It was crazy. But anyway, just pointing out.
Well, also you have the vehicles that need a lot of work to the point where you almost have to spend more money getting work done
rather
than just selling it or trading it in for cash. And then these dealerships, they either have people on their team or they hire on people that can really, not refurbish the cars, but you know what I mean? Make them really good quality.
Usable.
Because they have the funds, and then they can resell them and get their
profit. Well, some of that is good. I bought a car last year that I should not have bought, and it hasn't been registered. I can't get it inspected. There's a real serious problem with the censoring devices that are for the emissions. And so now I'm going to have to go to court to fight the guy who doesn't want to give me my money back, and it's a mess. But it came about at a time when I needed another car for what was going on in California, and so that's why I bought it, to send it out there. And then, you know, when I looked underneath it, looked around it, I wasn't smart, because I usually trust one person to get all my cars from, and I didn't in this circumstance. So I bought it on an emotional, I saw it, and I said, yep, I'm taking that car, and I didn't check it out. So part of it, I guess, is my idea, but he shouldn't have sold the car the way it was, so it's a back and forth. We'll see how it shakes out. But anyway, you see lots of people buying lots of cars, good for the economy, yada, yada, yada. So let's go to Florida for a minute. After Trump's bombastic appearance last night on CNN, where he literally did pretty much everything that all of his supporters and detractors thought he was going to do. He just went, it was like a circus, which is mostly what happens when he's around anyway. So he's getting all the attention, and wowie zowie, will he be the contender? Mm-hmm. And so people thought, well, Ron DeSantis, he's going to fix Trump's butt. Well, right now, Ron DeSantis looks about as silly as anybody could look. And if this is a sign of what's going to happen in the future. Remember, he was thought of as the most serious opponent to rival Trump.
Yeah,
but now because he's
the only one who could handle it.
Right, but he stuck his foot in his mouth with this, and just completely is blown. And you got to wonder, you know, how mature is this guy, or how good is his judgment? When, you know, he took a calculated risk at going after Disney and has lost big time. And, you know, under the circumstances, you know, we were talking earlier about Iger, who runs Disney, who basically said to DeSantis, okay, you want us to stop hiring people? You want us to sell some of our land? You want us to move our a lot of what we're doing here out of Florida? How do you think that's going to affect the economy of the state? Listen, don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan of Disney by any stretch of the imagination, mostly because of how people are treated. But most people don't care. They go to Disney to have a good time, right? Do the rides, take the trips, be around Mickey Mouse. And so who's dumb enough to take on Mickey Mouse? That's kind of the the sub-twist of the plot here. Are you really that dumb to take a shot at the biggest, by far, employer in the state, owns more land in the state than anybody else, responsible for more of the economy being healthy, and you take them on? Yeah, hello?
Mm-hmm.
Knock, knock.
And at this point, it's probably just convenient for Disney World to stay there. That's the biggest one. But there are so many Disney theme parks across the globe.
Yeah.
If they truly wanted to, I'm sure they could move Disney World somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. They're expensive, but, you know, they got plenty of dough. Anyway, so he's made a lot of missteps. And in doing that, he has caused himself to lose a lot of money, a lot of people, a lot of heavy donors who don't like Trump, who wanted to see DeSantis as president. Now that's, you know, they're not, they're saying, oh, I guess I made a mistake with this. So anyway, it's very interesting to see how all of this stuff shakes up. When you listen to DeSantis, a lot of the things that he said since he, you know, became more public align with Trump. There's a lot of the same stuff. It's just about territory more than anything else, I think, when you look at it. Okay, this is mine, Trump says. I'm taking this back. And DeSantis says, no, not so fast. I want a piece of this. And so who knows? It's a crazy world. I think, didn't this start with the don't say gay thing? It wasn't the first misstep, I think, anyway, what I remember, Jay, correct me if I'm wrong, that was the kind of the focus of the first thing that gave him negative public approval.
Well, yeah, people who opposed it. It was, that's what opposers call it, the Don't Say Gay Bill. It's about a parent's right to have a say in when their child learns about certain social
which
situations.
Is appropriate, by the way. I think
which
he's
is.
Right.
Yes, yeah. Especially in the elementary school, and not only should children not...
Junior high school.
It's focused on... a lot of the opposers think it's focused solely on sexuality and LGBT community, and it's sexuality, period. Children just shouldn't be sexualized. They shouldn't be learning about any kind of that stuff. They shouldn't be learning about attraction one way or another to whom or anyone. Let them be kids. Let them play.
Yeah.
You look at little kids, they don't look at a toy and like, oh, that's a girl toy or, oh, that's a boy toy. They see a toy and they want to play with it.
Yep. They're funny, aren't they? Funny, funny, funny. Okay. Now, as long as we're here, let's talk about the Satanic Temple in Pennsylvania. All right, you ready for this? This is a group founded 10 years ago by a couple of people who apparently like Satan. All right, so that's good. Everybody's got their own thing. So the Federal District Court has ruled that this school district where the temple is has to allow the after-school Satan Club to meet. I shouldn't probably laugh at this, but it just seems like who wants to go after school to the Satan Club? All those kids, raise your hand if you want to go to the Satan Club. There's a bus is leaving at 3:30.
Well, but it's one of those things where the Satanic Temple doesn't believe in a supernatural Satan. It's just kind of like the name gets distorted, but it's definitely not super along the lines of Christianity. They focus on exposing Christian privilege and different things like that. Now, the thing is, even though it's been approved, they will have to get approval year after year.
Right. Every year you have to be
reviewed.
At the
start of the new school year, will have to be approved again, and it may be denied.
Mm-hmm. What's the name more than anything else? And getting children. Let's go. We have the basketball game. We have the checkers club. We have the variety show that we have to prepare for. And, oh, yes, the after-school Satan Club. Please join us for some fun at the B.M. Williams Primary School in Chesapeake, Virginia. The after-school Satan Club. Right? They don't believe in introducing religion in the schools. I agree with that, frankly.
It's actually not a religious club.
No.
It's more about activism, protesting, lobbying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. An educational experience. But, of course, what attracts everybody's eye, and certainly what attracted me for fun and games anyway, is what they call it. And so they had to go to, you know, to school. I don't know, just people are so funny. the author of some children's books, this one specifically about grief. This lady is named Corey Richens. She's in court to defend herself against the charges of killing her husband.
Yeah.
She tried to poison him any number of times in the past, apparently.
Allegedly, lacing. Yes, yeah.
Right. Oh, allegedly. You know what went on here.
Well, but the thing is, she's an author of children's books a lot of times on grief, and kind of started it with her children, and now it's all these allegations of, like, maybe you killed your own husband.
Killed your husband. Yeah, and the children are grieving, so maybe you need to write another book. His obituary, her husband's obituary, read, he lived to the fullest and with few regrets. Anyway, they have three children, and she's going to end up in jail. Okay. She's going to write another book about being in jail, right? Why not? Help yourself to a new book. Doug Steffen with an idea here on the Good Day program, helping you to help yourself to balance your body. Balance 7. It is there to address the acidity in your body, which encourages things like cancer. We've talked off and on today and often about diseases and things, and the fact they get hold of your body is because you have too much acid in your gut, and your gut is where all your health begins. So if you want to balance it out, then go to balance7.com or you call them at 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. This is a fabulous product that really is great to balance out your system. 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy.
And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
La 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 la. Hi, it's Holly Weird time on the Good Day program. Chucker is out today, so therefore it's left to us, Jay, to bring people up to date on some of the things that are going on in the world of motion pictures, entertainment, television, all that good stuff. I see Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan are revisiting Freaky Friday. Freaky Friday was what, 20 years? Come, tell me you went to see that. You know.
Of course I saw this. This was iconic. Yeah. Of course I remember the first one with Jodie Foster and was it Hayley Mills?
I don't know. Mark Harmon was in it. I think Chad Michael Murray, right? There are other people.
It was the first one, and then this one was a remake with Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan.
Right.
It was good. And there's been rumors that they might do a reunion or not a reunion, a sequel. And now it seems like that might actually be.
Uh-huh. So who would be good to have in it? Is she too old? Or Jamie Lee Curtis?
Here's my ideal storyline. I've thought about this. I would love to see a sequel. I want everyone to come back.
Ladies and gentlemen, stop the clocks. Wait a second. Jay Kirshner has actually thought about what the next storyline should be in a new Friday the 13th or whatever sequel is going to come about.
Freaky Friday. Yes, where the mom and the daughter, they wake up one day and they've switched bodies and, all of this stuff ensues. And I want to see it where Lindsay Lohan is back to visit her mom and she has a daughter of her own and then they switch bodies. So, like, Lindsay's the mom and then she and her daughter switch bodies. And Jamie Lee Curtis, who already went through this with Lindsay Lohan's character, kind of helps.
All right, so wait a minute.
Situations?
Does it have to be female to female? How would it be if, let's see, what would be an extreme here? Donald Trump exchanges his body for Stormy Daniels. What do you think? Good movie?
I feel like, there's a movie called The Hot Chick with Rachel McAdams and Rob Schneider, and it's kind of like that where they switch bodies, Rob Schneider's character, or the original or whatever, who was the guy that changed into Rachel McAdams' body, goes and becomes a stripper to make money because, oh my gosh, I'm a hot chick. I can go make a whole bunch of money, where Rob Schneider, the actor's character, is now the woman, and is a high school student. And it's a cute movie, but I feel like it might go something along the lines of that.
Yay! Emma Watson says that she felt a bit caged before taking a break from acting because she wasn't very happy with her Hollywood career. She's now 33 years old, opening up about her time away from acting. She has other people in her family that are actors, I guess, as well, right? Alex Watson, I don't know, her father Chris Watson, I don't know those people. Do you know them as far as acting is concerned? They don't ring a bell.
No, I'm not familiar with the rest of her family.
Her name certainly does.
But yeah. I like her. I think she's fantastic. And even
what's she been best in? What was her best role?
Harry Potter is probably what she's most known for. I didn't watch those ones. I liked her in The Perks of Being a Wallflower. I thought she was fantastic in that movie. That was a really good movie. And when she stepped away from doing the acting thing, she was still doing other stuff. She had her own business ventures. She was a model for one of the big designers. I can't recall who.
Oh, is she? I didn't know that. Oh. Anyway, she has a degree from Oxford University. Same place my daughter went. That's an interesting trip.
For anybody, no matter where they come. She also went to Brown.
And that's where my daughter went as well. So, there you go. My daughter could be an actress. You know, that'd be one thing my daughter never would be. I could never see her as doing that. My son, yes. In fact, he's done a lot of it. But my daughter, not so much. How did you react when MTV announced they were shutting down? Did you watch MTV a lot as a youngster growing up?
I did. I was of the TRL era. Not so much MTV News, which is the one that's going to be shutting down, but it was still iconic. It's still the end of an era. That's where Carson Daly essentially kind of started. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
The MTV DJs were everything. And this was the time before social media, so this was the only time you could really see your favorite musicians and recording artists be themselves, not just performing.
Yeah. I think Carson Daly used this. This was his first big trip, and then he became a morning jock on a couple of big stations in New York and Los Angeles. At the same time, he was doing television, that sort of thing. So it opened the door to a lot of things for him and a lot of other people as well. So I thought it was interesting that they, as you said, they're kicking to the curb the MTV News division, FYI. This is Good Day. Jay and I, at 59 past the hour, wish you adieu if you're leaving us at this point. Have a, shall we wish them a good day, Jay? Of course we wish you a good day.
A good day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.